We're going to remember an achievement that marked the beginning of the space age. Tomorrow is the 50th anniversary of the launching of Sputnik by the Soviet Union, the first time a satellite was successfully catapulted into space. That dramatic accomplishment started the space race. It also left a pop music legacy, as NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
When David Hoffman was doing research for his documentary Sputnik Mania, he says he came across dozens of songs that were much lighter than the general mood at the time.
When Sputnik hit, and all the fear, people going underground in fallout shelters, kind of the end of the world mixed with the beep, beep, beep of the satellite, it touched off American pop culture at its best.
Especially music. At the time Sputnik launched, Jerry Engler was living in Rochester and working for Kodak. He was also something of a local celebrity with his rockabilly music. He says while a lot of people were fearful of flying Soviet spacecraft, he was excited.
I happened to read in the paper when it did go up, this reporter said that we should be celebrating it and somebody should write a song about it.
So Engler went to work. He wrote a song about a trip he and his girl would take together in outer space.
Hey, we're gonna get our kick on a little old thing called a Sputnik.
Sputnik inspired all kinds of songwriters.
You have the rockabilly artists who are essentially having a great deal of fun and basically swapping out hot rods, you know, for spacecraft.
Bill Gerhardt runs a website and the Atomic Platters record label, both devoted to Cold War music.
And then you have the country songs, which are by and large, very nationalistic and in some cases paranoid.
Gerhardt points to a song by Ray Anderson and the Home Folks called Sputniks and Mutniks, referring to the dog Laika the Soviets also famously sent into space.
Sputniks and Mutniks flying through the air. Sputniks and Mutniks flying everywhere. They're so ironic. Are they atomic? Those funny missiles have got me scared.
And many were scared of what the Soviets might launch next and that the U.S. was falling behind in the space race. But some songwriters took a just-you-wait attitude toward the Soviets, like this song by blues pianist Roosevelt Sykes.
Now listen, Mr. Khrushchev, I heard a lot of talk about the satellite and missile and the president's fault. You better listen to what I got to say. Things I'm going to tell gonna make it. I turn gray, I got a satellite, baby, with a red hot style that's new. Well, she got more speed than Sputnik number two.
Sputnik Baby, Sputnik Dance, Santa and the Satellite, parts one and two. This major world event ushered in the space race and a lighthearted moment in musical history. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
You can listen to more songs inspired by Sputnik at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
You better listen to what I got to say. Things I'm going to tell go make you turn gray. I got a satellite, baby, with a red hot style that's new. Number two. Well, you talk about your Sputnik and your hound dog crew. I got a rocket, baby, faster than the Asiatic flu. I got a satellite, baby, with a